You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2015, and I'm with Pete Dauchez. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about yourself?
Pretty good. You and I have been traveling partners for the last few days,
yes.
Just traveling back from Germany. You doing okay on the flight lag?
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, it was a bit of a hectic comeback because everything got delayed in Amsterdam, as you well know, because of the fog. But, you know, eventually we got here, and the luggage arrived in time to have my suit and my tie ready for the show. So,
well, we'll talk about the show in a minute, but I do want to catch up with you because I've been kind of watching from the wings as you've been working on this intellectual property, trying to get a patent on the Cortec product. Give us an update on that.
Well, I mean, this is obviously a process that takes quite a long time, and unfortunately it has taken already 2 years because we filed in October 2012, so here we are more than 2 years later and we still don't have a final resolution. But all I can say is that that this process is progressing very, very well. You know, we basically have been issued in mid-November with what they call an issue of allowance. So basically the patent was ready to be to proceed into the final process. And right after that, we got some prior art that was kind of sent to us by some competitors, obviously. And under US law, we have an obligation to disclose that to the patent examiner, which we are doing right now. We have done that. We have had a conference call as well with him several times to explain why that prior art is actually not conflicting with what we are patenting, so therefore we don't believe it's prior art. He fully understands that, and now we're at the process whereby we're waiting for the examiner to amend the claim to the point whereby the way is clear for us to have our patent here in the next, and I'm expecting literally days. I was talking to my lawyers again this morning, and you know, obviously we would have loved to have been able to make an announcement here at the show. What better place than Surfaces in Vegas to do that? It might still happen maybe later on this week. That would be fantastic news. So all I can say is that it is in its final stages, and be very happy because you know, this is going to be a good scenario for the product itself.
So any day now is what we're hoping
any
for.
Day, yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So, and we jumped right into that. Probably should explain to our viewers what Cortec is. Cortec is somewhat of a hybrid product because it has an LVT surface on the top and it has a click together core system that's waterproof, right?
Yeah. The real difference that we have in our product compared with solid LVT is that obviously there is a core within the product that basically makes it a very rigid type of plank. It's like a waterproof core board. You can best compare it if you would take a laminate product and you have your HDF fiber board. Well, we have a product which consists of a waterproof core board where we apply an LVT on the face and a core backing on the back for comfort and for sound improvement. So the rigidity of the core board makes it a very easy product to install. It makes as well a product that hides any subfloor imperfections, you know, so if you have a subfloor which is slightly uneven, or if you have ceramic tiles and you like to install it directly over the ceramic tiles, no problem, you don't have to fill in the grout lines because there will be no telegraphing through. So the rigidity of it.
That's actually a key benefit.
That's kind of the key benefit of it, you know. Yeah. I mean, it has all the features and benefit of a strong wear layer, a beautiful vinyl, yet with the rigidity of a laminate and an ease of installation and a strong click system that hides subfloor imperfections. So that's kind of the combination of that.
All right, so tell us what else is new and what you're talking to your customers here. I know you've updated Cortec, right?
Yeah, we have. Actually, we you know, we've had a very good 2014, and it looks like 2015 is continuing in the same trend like we ended 2014. And we've listened to our customers, and they like what they've seen in the last 12 to 18 months from us with on the Cortec side. You know, but one of the things that we obviously have done is the line has gradually evolved over the last 24 months. Consequently, we had a lot of different displays, a 5-inch wide, a 7-inch wide, you know, a long plank. And one of the things that we have done here, listening to the customers, is reduce the footprint whereby they can now have the whole collection on a much smaller footprint in a very concise type of rack. And I will show you that in a minute. And we've done the same thing with our cork and bamboo collection. You know, we have an extensive collection that has grown over the last several years with several displays that a consumer or a retailer has to buy in order to have the full collection. And now we put it all into a sustainable living one rack display. So that's that's the new the novelty that we're showing here at Vegas, is the display system. And then we really pushed the envelope again when it comes to a core tech with registered embossing and new designs, new colors as well. And I will show you that in a minute. I mean, I'm aware, of course, that there are many people jumping onto this category because obviously, I mean, it's a very popular product that is selling well, and very proud of the fact that we are the trendsetter. And you know, look, Cortec, the original, that's us.
Right.
And you know, copying is the highest form of flattery, so to speak. But we don't want to put our head in the sand. You know, with that comes a challenge to stay ahead of the curve and to stay ahead of our competition. And that's what we're doing. We're pushing the envelope much further. That's why we committed to continue to increase not only the SKU count and the offering, but as well the quality of the product itself in terms of print quality, embossing, and so on.
Yeah. And you're continuing also to expand your cork line and your engineered flooring line.
Yes, sir.
Right?
No question about it. I mean, I think I said it last year as well. We have four pillars to our company. We have a bamboo pillar, a cork pillar. We have an FSC, a certified oil floor wood pillar. And then, of course, there's the Cortec pillar. And each one of the pillars, you know, is important to be strong, a strong foundation of a company. So we are developing a new collection in cork, updating our bamboo as well. But obviously, the main driver, because we see the growth and the momentum in the LVT category, is Cortec. And that's one of the avenues, I believe, that we see have the opportunity to have the biggest growth in the next several years.
All right, so we're in the middle of the first day at Surfaces. Tell me what you think. You feel like this is a good show?
Very good. I mean, we're very happy with the attendance so far and with the people coming to our stand again. As the business grows, you have more and more retailers in your assortment, so to say, or in your customer base, and it clearly shows that people are looking again to what's new, what's exciting, and we've had a busy day so far all day. It looks like it's going to be a very good couple of 3 days.
All right, Pete, well, it's great to talk to you. And again, been talking to Pete Doshea, who's president and CEO of US Floors, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.
Thank you.